America's most iconic soft drink makers are struggling to keep up in key global markets. Pepsi reported today that revenue and profit fell in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, Coca-Cola, the world's largest beverage company, reported yesterday that earnings dropped 55% in the same period. Both companies are grappling with falling demand for soda in the U.S., and a strong dollar is hurting earnings overseas. CNN's Maggie Lake is here with us now. And Maggie, Pepsi's earnings came out today. Numbers, as I said, were down, but actually not quite as bad as investors thought. So what do you make of the news today?
Yeah, it's a little bit of an expectation game, isn't it? I mean, certainly we are seeing, once again, a big global brand getting hit by that strong dollar. As you mentioned, headwind for Pepsi. We heard it from Coke this week as well. But I think more worrying for both these companies is that people are drinking less soda. We see it again and again. Pepsi was helped out by the fact that we're still eating snacks. Frito-Lay was strong, those Doritos and Cheetos. But soda volume declined again. And this is now over a decade of falling soda prices. So that is a problem for these companies going forward, and why they're calling, at least Coke calling it, a transition year.
And for both Pepsi and Coke, they rely so much on sales outside of the U.S. Coke generates most of its profits overseas. But from China to Mexico to Europe, things haven't been great. Why are these companies struggling in the global market?
Yeah, there's a couple of things going on. First of all, that strong dollar we mentioned about, and you're right, it's a big part. I mean, they're talking about taking a hit of something like 7% from the dollar. But listen, that may change back. The bigger story is that you have some of these economies struggling with just slowing growth there on their home front. If you think about Europe and what's happening there, China, Russia. And then you have another issue, which is we're more aware globally of the health risks. A lot of the decline you saw in the U.S. was offset for years by strength overseas. But now you're seeing places like China and Mexico grapple with obesity. In fact, Mexico was one of the biggest soda markets for these companies. And they introduced a beverage tax in order to tackle obesity. And the early signs show that it is cutting into consumption. So that health effect, again, a longer-term problem with these companies, even if they start to see the hit from the dollar sort of reverse.
And those Mexican Cokes taste so good. But you said that Pepsi's relying on its snack business more and more. What's Coke doing to compensate?
Coke is really trying to move away from the carbonate. And we see Pepsi doing this too, by the way. But we've seen the push into water. We've seen the push into things like teas and fruits. Coke looking at now premium milk, which I thought was sort of interesting. They want you to pay more for it, of course. But, you know, more protein, less sugar, trying to stay in that healthy lane. The other thing they're doing is trying to sort of come out with healthier sodas. And you may have seen them start to hit your shelves. They kind of went nationwide in a slow rollout in the fall. They're packaged in green rather than that iconic iconic red or blue and red for Pepsi, using natural sweeteners. Not clear whether consumers are going to gravitate toward that, though. Coke's is called Coke Life.
Maggie, in the few seconds we have left, is that enough, those new efforts?
I think they're going to have to do more than that. I mean, a lot of consumers are complaining about these sort of more healthy sodas. I think they have maybe some runway with the waters, but is that going to replace the boom? It may be. They may do well there, but are they going to kind of replicate the growth we saw in the past? I'm not sure about that, Peter.
CNN's Maggie Lake, thanks for speaking with us, as always.
Thanks so much.